Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 8th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're going to start with Genesis chapter 7, then we'll move over to Psalm 33, verses 13 through 22, and then we'll go to Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Genesis 7, in the middle of the story about Noah. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and one pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of their three sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on the land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. Now I'm going to turn over in my copy of scripture on my phone to Psalm 33. We're going to begin, I think, with the verse, let me check here, 13, and go through the end of the psalm. Remember, this psalm is a song that started out with the words, "Sing joyfully to the Lord." From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. And now let's move over to the Gospel of Mark. We're going to be reading Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. The title in my Bible says, The Parable of the Sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times. Then Jesus said, Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I have just been longing to go back to the alphabet and for us to pray the attributes of God throughout the alphabet. Now, I don't have a sheet of paper in front of me this morning, and so if I am pausing for a word in the alphabet or for a letter, why don't you just say it aloud? Help me out in this prayer as we seek to remind ourselves who God is, and as we proclaim to Him what we have seen in His Word and what we know to be true about who He is. Will you pray with me? Abba, Father, You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are consistent throughout Your word. You are our deliverer. Your name is excellent. We come to You, Lord. We thank You, for You are our forgiver. You are gracious with us. You, Lord, are our hope and our inspiration. You, Lord, bring joy to our life. Lord, oh goodness, help me all. What's a K word? H-I-J-K. All I can think of is calm. That starts with C. Lord, I'll come back to K. L, You are loving and merciful. Your kingdom is never ending. You are omnipotent. You know all things. You are all powerful. You, Lord, can quiet our souls and remind us that You are in control of the universe. Lord, You give rest. You are the restorer of all things. You, Lord, take us to places of safety. You are our Savior. Lord, we thank You that we can trust You. You are trustworthy, and You are ultimately in control. T-U-V. Lord, You are victorious over this world. And even, Lord, in those times when we do not understand, we can look to the cross and see in the resurrection Your victory. Where would we be, Lord, without You? To whom should we go? We know that You have the words of life and death. You are worthy of all our praise. You are excellent. And Lord, we don't want this to be hokey. We really do believe in Your word, and we believe that it brings us life and peace. We yearn, Lord, to know more about You, because Your heart yearns for us and You have zeal for us. So in this new year, Lord, would You draw us closer to You? We thank You, Lord, for the many ways that we see You at work. And we pray, Lord, that You would remind us even today in moments of doubt, or in moments where we fail, or in moments where we need a touch from Your Spirit. Would You remind us of who You are? We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I had to go back and find some K's. Here they are. The Lord is our King. He is our keeper. He is kind, and He knows all things. So Lord, today may we keep these K's in mind, that You are kind, You are our keeper, You are King of the universe, and You know all things. We love You. Amen.